This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Carbohydrate ingestion during endurance exercise, meta-analysis shows modest glycogen-sparing effect. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakat, MD, MPhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, a meta-analysis of 31 crossover trials published in the Journal of Applied Physiology, has quantified the glycogen-sparing effect of carbohydrate ingestion during prolonged endurance exercise, finding a statistically significant but modest reduction in muscle glycogen depletion. Researchers led by Dr. Jacob A. Rothschild examined predominantly cycling and running trials, averaging approximately 100 minutes of exercise, revealing that carbohydrate intake reduced glycogen use by roughly 9%, though this effect was absent in 46 of 48 individual study comparisons. Key takeaways: carbohydrate ingestion reduces muscle glycogen depletion by approximately 9% during prolonged endurance exercise, according to meta-analysis of 31 crossover trials, Rothschild et al., J. Apple Physiol, 2026. The glycogen-sparing effect was statistically significant at the aggregate level, but failed to reach significance in 46 of 48 individual study comparisons, suggesting high variability between athletes. Glycogen sparing appears to be one of multiple performance enhancement pathways. The broader endurance sports literature confirms carbohydrate supplementation improves performance through mechanisms beyond glycogen conservation alone. Study at a glance: 9-10 reduction in muscle glycogen depletion with carbohydrate ingestion during prolonged endurance exercise. According to meta-analysis of 31 crossover trials, glycogen sparing effect across individual trials, 46 of 48 individual study comparisons failed to demonstrate statistically significant glycogen sparing, despite aggregate meta-analysis showing 9% reduction 46, studies without significant individual effect 2, studies with significant effect 9% pooled reduction in glycogen depletion. Source: Rothschild et al., Journal of Applied Physiology, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Heterogeneity between individual studies masks consistent meta-analysis signal. The discrepancy between the aggregate meta-analytic finding and individual trial results reflects a common challenge in sports physiology research: high inter-individual variability in metabolic responses to nutritional intervention. According to the analysis conducted by Dr. Rothschild and colleagues at the Journal of Applied Physiology, the 9% reduction in glycogen depletion achieved statistical significance when all 31 trials were pooled. Yet the magnitude of effect observed in any single study was frequently too small or too variable to demonstrate individual significance. This pattern suggests that carbohydrate-induced glycogen sparing is a genuine physiological phenomenon, but its magnitude is modest and highly dependent on individual factors such as training status, fitness level, and muscle fiber composition. The researchers selected trials involving predominantly aerobic exercise modalities, cycling and running, conducted at intensities and durations typical of competitive endurance athletics. The focus on 100-minute average exercise bouts was deliberate, as glycogen depletion becomes a limiting factor for performance during exercise lasting 90 minutes or longer. This time frame reflects practical sports scenarios in which glycogen availability becomes increasingly relevant to maintaining performance. Glycogen sparing is one of multiple performance pathways. While the meta-analysis quantified the glycogen sparing mechanism specifically, the broader sports science literature demonstrates that carbohydrate supplementation during endurance exercise improves performance through multiple interconnected pathways, according to research reviewed in Clinical Updates on Sports Nutrition. These include maintenance of blood glucose concentration, reduced reliance on hepatic glycogenolysis, improved central nervous system function, and preservation of muscle glycogen availability. The modest 9% glycogen sparing effect documented by Rothschild et al. Therefore represents only one component of the broader ergogenic benefit observed in endurance athletes who consume carbohydrates during prolonged exercise. The practical implication is that glycogen sparing alone does not explain the performance benefits consistently observed in endurance athletes who consume carbohydrates during competition. This finding aligns with established guidelines from sports medicine organizations, which recommend carbohydrate intake during endurance exercise lasting more than 90 minutes, based on evidence of improved time to exhaustion and sustained power output. The mechanism by which carbohydrates improve performance is thus more nuanced than simple glycogen conservation. Individual variability underscores need for personalized nutrition strategies. The observation that 46 of 48 individual studies failed to reach statistical significance for glycogen sparing, despite the pooled effect being significant, highlights the importance of personalizing carbohydrate nutrition strategies in endurance sports. Some athletes may benefit substantially from glycogen sparing, while others may experience minimal sparing effect, but substantial improvements in blood glucose maintenance or central nervous system function. This heterogeneity reflects differences in training status, baseline glycogen stores, exercise intensity, and individual metabolic capacity to utilize exogenous carbohydrates, according to sports physiology principles documented in patient-focused nutrition guidance. The meta-analysis measured glycogen depletion directly through muscle biopsy or biochemical assessment, a methodological strength that provides mechanistic insight. However, it is important to note that the authors did not assess performance outcomes directly in this analysis. The relationship between glycogen sparing and actual competitive performance remains contingent on the broader metabolic context, blood glucose stability, hydration status, and intensity distribution during the exercise bout all influence the practical significance of a 9% glycogen reduction. Carbohydrate ingestion during prolonged endurance exercise reduces muscle glycogen depletion by approximately 9%, a statistically significant but modest effect that was absent in 46 of 48 individual study comparisons. Dr. Jacob A. Rothschild, lead investigator, Journal of Applied Physiology, 2026. What this means for athletes: carbohydrate intake during prolonged endurance exercise, 90 minutes, provides performance benefits, though glycogen sparing is one of several mechanisms. Individual responses vary substantially, so personalized testing during training is recommended before competition. For sports medicine clinicians, glycogen sparing is a measurable but modest component of carbohydrates' ergogenic effect. When counseling endurance athletes, emphasize the multiple performance pathways, blood glucose maintenance, CNS function, and reduced metabolic strain, rather than glycogen conservation alone. For sports nutrition practitioners, high inter-individual variability in glycogen sparing response supports individualized carbohydrate intake protocols. Practitioners should assess each athlete's response during training rather than applying standardized dosing universally. Frequently asked questions: why did 46 of 48 studies show no significant effect individually if the meta-analysis showed a 9% reduction? This occurs because meta-analysis combines data across all studies, amplifying statistical power to detect small effects. A 9% reduction in glycogen depletion is genuinely present across studies, but is small relative to individual study variability. When combined across 31 studies, the aggregate signal reaches statistical significance, even though any single study lacks sufficient power to detect such a modest effect. Does glycogen sparing explain why carbohydrate supplements improve endurance performance? No, glycogen sparing is one mechanism, but research published in the Journal of Applied Physiology shows carbohydrate improves performance through multiple pathways, including blood glucose maintenance, central nervous system stimulation, and reduced dependence on hepatic glycogenolysis. The 9% glycogen sparing appears to be a smaller contributor to overall performance enhancement. Should endurance athletes modify carbohydrate intake based on this finding? No, the meta-analysis does not change evidence-based recommendations. Carbohydrate intake during endurance exercise lasting 90 minutes remains recommended by sports medicine organizations based on robust evidence of performance improvement. This meta-analysis simply clarifies that glycogen conservation is one of several beneficial mechanisms, not the primary one. The quantification of glycogen-sparing mechanisms in endurance exercise provides mechanistic insight into the complex physiology of carbohydrate supplementation, but the modest 9% reduction observed here highlights that effective carbohydrate strategies operate through multiple, interconnected pathways. Future research should investigate whether personalized carbohydrate protocols, tailored to individual glycogen-sparing capacity, might further optimize performance in specific endurance disciplines. In the interim, the evidence supports continued use of carbohydrate supplementation during prolonged endurance exercise, with recognition that individual responses vary considerably. Source: Rothschild et al. Meta-analysis of carbohydrate ingestion during prolonged endurance exercise, Journal of Applied Physiology, 2026.